Special Principles of Miracle Workers. 1. The miracle abolishes the need for lower order concerns. Since it is an out-of-pattern time interval, the ordinary considerations of time and space do not apply. When you perform a miracle, I will arrange both time and space to adjust to it. 2. A clear distinction between what is created and what is made is essential. All forms of healing rest on this fundamental correction in level perception. 3. Never confuse right and wrong-mindedness, responding to any form of error with anything except a desire to heal is an expression of this confusion. 4. The miracle is always a denial of this error and an affirmation of the truth. Only right-mindedness can correct in a way that has any real effect. Pragmatically, what has no real effect has no real existence. Its effect, then, is emptiness. Being without substantial content, it lends itself to projection. 5. The level adjustment power of the miracle induces the right perception for healing. Until this has occurred, healing cannot be understood. Forgiveness is an empty gesture unless it entails correction. Without this, it is essentially judgmental rather than healing. 6. Miracle-minded forgiveness is only correction. It has no element of judgment at all. The statement, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," in no way evaluates what they do. It is an appeal to God to heal their minds. There is no reference to the outcome of the error. That does not matter. 7. The injunction, "Be of one mind," is the statement for revelation readiness. My request, "Do this in remembrance of me," is the appeal for cooperation from miracle workers. The two statements are not in the same order of reality. Only the latter involves an awareness of time, since to remember is to recall the past in the present. Time is under my direction, but timelessness belongs to God. In time, we exist for and with each other. In timelessness, we coexist with God. 8. You can do much on behalf of your own healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way: I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent Him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with me. I will be healed as I let Him teach me to heal.